This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally worthy.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
Hey. You can act like a man!
I still met you guys should have called me. I just passed out and didn't hear the. I blame it on the vid.
So, Rona Ricky, what time did you decide to take a nap before the podcast?
Oh, there was no deciding. I was watching TV and a nap happened. This was that Rona nap that sneaks up on you because, let me tell you, boys. 1 minute you feel fine, the next minute you're like, "Oh my god, I have to sleep." The fatigue is real.
Man.
All right,
but I'm not in the driver's seat tonight, boys. As promised, this is all Marco's episode, so I can just sit back and keep my microphone muted, so I don't cough all over you guys out there listening to this fucking beautiful episode.
Marco has no steam. Serious question. How do you impeach somebody twice? I don't even understand that. Like, I don't.
And with only 10 days left.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. I understand. Whatever. The cock block maneuver. I understand why they went forward with it. And I understand the fucking, using this as a, anyways. Like the rats leaving the sinking ship, you know, saying like everyone's like, "Oh, I denounce it. I'm out. I know people are trying to quote unquote save face, but I'm just like, wow, twice? Isn't once enough? Twice.
Yeah, and that's not even like the beginning of it, because de Blasio, the mayor of New York, decided he was going to cut all contracts with his company, with Trump.
Yeah. Also, isn't that the guy that let 66% of his vaccine supply go to waste? Isn't that guy? That guy? That's that guy, right?
Yeah, that's the same guy. That's the same guy.
Yeah.
Oh god, yeah. Man. And California's fucking up with the vaccines. I mean, like, I just saw the numbers of like what they've received and what they put out there. It's like 29% or 28% actually, you know, got moved out to the people. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Fucking clusterfuck.
Well, and then to the People's Republic of California.
Yeah, my happy ass ain't standing in line for it, so somebody else can have my dose.
Two doses.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Two shots, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't need it. I'm building up my own antibodies right now as we're speaking. So if you guys want to have a chicken pox party, come on over here and I'll lick you.
Yeah, I'm going to trust my pretty stellar immune system and that really high survival rate for my age bracket. So I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice on that one.
Correctamundo.
You know what I mean? I'm going I'm going to follow the science, gentlemen.
I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine, and he said, if you had never heard of Rona, what would you think? And I'd say, I think I had the weirdest flu I've ever had in my life.
I mean, the whole losing the sense of taste and shit. I mean, that's got to be freaking gnarly. But
yeah,
your flatulence has always been there, buddy. You know, like, I'm not going to lie.
Trust me, this is worse. Everybody who's been around me is like, oh. Not only has it increased in volume, it's increased in frequency.
Wow, you are putrid.
But I do understand now why the toilet paper is gone.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah, okay. It is. I always said it's Rona, not Chipotle. Well, apparently it is a little Chipotle.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So what is something that you miss right now that you can't have,
I had I love Wendy's nuggets. They're delicious.
Oh,
they're the best nuggets ever.
Oh, and they got the motherfuckers for $1 too. Oh,
I know, right?
And you're doing the worst of the best.
And when you eat a Wendy's nugget, you don't even need sauce, right? You don't need sauce for a Wendy's nugget. They're so well seasoned and flavored. No sawdust.
Oh no. Wow.
It had the texture of chicken.
Right. It feels like chicken. It doesn't taste like chicken. It feels like chicken.
No.
So in So playing off that, I decided to make another list because I do enjoy making lists. And wait, today's
you're
list,
missing one part.
You have to
welcome everybody into the Dave Walker room.
They know the smell. They know the sounds. They know the fucking. If you by now you know you don't know what the hell you're here with us, the sound of our voices annoying the hell out of you or making you crack up. We hope we're making you crack up on your commutes or your drive or during your work days. And that's, I mean, man, that's not that. And there's
Rona.
I told you.
So with that cough, welcome to the Locker Room Podcast, everybody. I am on the helm today, so God help us. I am Marco.
I am Matthew.
Or Rona Ricky, apparently.
Rona Ricky.
Rona Ricky, aka the Outbreak Monkey. All right, so so talking about the things you can't have anymore, I decided to compile a list of things that are memory, things that we no longer have a use for, or things that remember when, I'm calling this, remember when we used to blank.
Oh, you mean okay. Like phone, like your address books?
That's right. Exactly. Like everyone kept a little, like not a little black, mine wasn't black, but they kept a little address book at one point in time with phone numbers and shit like that. Cause we had to remember numbers. That's another one. You had to remember certain numbers.
Yeah. Memorizing phone numbers. I do not know, my fiance's phone number. If you put a gun to my head right now and said, mm-hmm. you better recite her phone number or I'm pulling the trigger, I'd be like, really? Pull the trigger. Cause yeah, I don't know her number.
I know my wife's phone number. I still remember Thomas's, the first part of Thomas's house number. Hold that, 786.
786-617.
That's it. That's right. I
remember my house number from the house in Northridge.
Was it 867-5309?
Oh my God, you knew that? Now people
that really was that bitch's number, by the way. That really was that bitch's number. That's hilarious. That's so great.
I did hear that a lawyer, when that song hit, like it hit, immediately changed their phone number. They bought that number, that 867-5309. I'm like, that is fucking smart.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you, I still remember the number I had, like the first telephone number I had growing up, you know, on my first house, first street I lived on, you know, all that stuff.
Really?
I can remember that number. I can't, like, I couldn't tell you what my son's cell phone number is.
Yeah, that'll probably happen to me. My son obviously is 4. Well, you guys don't know that. Not obviously, but you guys know that. He's 4, so he doesn't have a cell phone number, but I hope I remember that.
That's next year.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I were just discussing that. Like, at what age? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to pull the panel. I'm going to go to, like, our friends that have older kids and say, like, I don't really know. Or I'm going to try to do the whole, depending on his classmates, when they receive cell phones and the fucking maturity level. Because I remember how immature we were with house phones. You could start 69. I mean, and we were doing some stupid shit on phones back in the day, much less them a cell phone number where they don't have to be at our house to crank call and do stupid shit on.
I was going to say, add that to the list. You can't crank call nobody no more.
You can't crank call nobody no more.
I'll give you, when my daughter was in first grade, I think, maybe second grade when I got her a cell phone, and people were like, oh my God, why? I'm like, she doesn't know she has it. And they're like, what? And I said, yeah, I bought a little flip phone and I threw it in her backpack every day. We'd throw it in her backpack when she went to school. And then we'd take it out of her backpack at the, you know, when she got home, my wife would plug it in to charge it. And it was just a cheap cell phone because you can track a cell phone. Mm. You can ping a cell phone. So God forbid anything happened and I couldn't find my kid in an emergency, I could ping that cell phone. So I bought her a tracking device for her.
Mm. I like it. I like it.
So hit us with the list, because I've already got like so many ideas in my head. They're just coming out.
So I'm starting off with one that I'm actually happy doesn't exist anymore, because we all had horror stories growing up. For the younger generation of listeners that we have here in the War Story Podcast, the one that we had to put up with, but when visiting grandma, were slides. People do not make slides anymore. Remember that?
Yeah.
The carousel?
Now, we do have a less formal sit the fuck down and watch, you know, my photos and slides from my trip, which is basically Instagram stories. Now everyone's doing their fucking stories or little snaps or whatever the fuck they're doing nowadays. I just sounded so old when I said that. Whatever the fuck the youngsters are doing.
Whatever, the TikToks.
Yeah. The on TikToks. The grams, on the yeah. TikToks and the Snapchatters.
No, but my grandfather had that, you know, carousel, the round.
Yes,
you know,
he did.
Wait, oh, yeah.
Yes, he did.
You know, and it like that was a thing, man. But I feel like the modern equivalent would be if you go over to somebody's house and they're like, oh, hey, do you want to see my cruise photos? And then they cast their phone screen to the TV and yes. go through their camera roll and like show you all their fucking photos on the TV.
I would look at the motherfucker and be like, no, I'll just go through your stories later. Just put this shit on your stories. Or I just make an album on your fucking, on your social media. I'll just go through that later. I'm not going to sit here for the next hour while you show me fucking photos through your phone.
Okay. And I'm going to divert a little bit. Speaking of this is just an etiquette tip from Rona Ricky here. If I hand you my phone to show you a picture, don't swipe. I showed you one fucking photo. Do not swipe left or right.
I'm not responsible what you may or may not see.
So, and it's none of your goddamn business.
Yeah. So about that thing. I have clients handing me their phone all the time, and like when they show me with my work, you know, when they show me pictures of tattoos, very rarely is it one tattoo. You're just like, I want something like this, and it's just one tattoo. I'm like, all right, that's fine. I can do something. Generally, it's like, I want something like this, and then incorporate some of this, and they're swiping, and then maybe a little bit of this, but I do like this one, and they're going back and forth on the phone, and they hand me the phone, and I need to like, it's kind of like holding papers or sheets or if you know photos in front of me, I need to kind of go back and forth and be like, all right, what of this fucking chicken shit horse shit am I actually going to be able to pull off here? And I have had the instance one time where I'm like, okay, so between this one and this one, and I was like leaning the phone towards a client. I was going back and forth going, okay, so between this one and this one, okay, but she's like this one, and then like this one. And I went one swipe too far to the left and there was a dick pic. And I was like, whoa. and the girl was embarrassed. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything, but boy, do I want to ask you, you just carry a dick pic with you?
Yeah.
On your phone, just on deck, just kind of keep it there. Like, hey, this is the dick. So,
in case
you can hide photos on your phone too. Like there's an option. I mean, you know, you guys are in team Android and I'm on team fucking Apple, but I can click on my picture and hit hide and it puts it in its own separate little folder and there's no risk of seeing it when somebody erroneously swipes on your phone.
Yeah, you can create a folder. You can create a folder and just do that, but people don't do that.
She just wanted the dick pic out and about. Easy access there.
I was like, all right. And it was not impressive. Anyways, all right, so slides.
Slides. And dick pics. And how many slides in the carousel would you say typically would end up upside down? Because it would, they're,
oh god,
and, you know, you'd be clicking through, and then upside down, they're always, god damn it. And then someone's got to go over and flip it, you know.
You got the picture in upside down, Harold.
I know.
We can all see it's upside down.
Captain Obvious over here. Jeez.
Oh my god. Can you imagine, like, you go over to your buddy's house and they're like, okay, so I've prepared a PowerPoint slideshow.
I had a similar experience. My lovely bride-to-be and I went to a friend's house who had just bought a house and had another house and was going to be doing some work on it because this guy is, like, you know, in that sort of work. And just asking about the house, gave us a tour of the house, you know. And, you know, I was like, yeah, I did some work. And he goes, oh, you want to see? And we're like, yeah, sure. And this guy cast his phone onto the TV and it was like 45 minutes of, look at how much money I blew on this house and how much money I'm going to blow on that house. And I'm like, oh my God, can we be more LA right now? Like, are you fucking kidding me? So yeah,
that's when like, oh dude, I thought you were going to show me like one or two pics on your phone. I wasn't down for all this. You can put it away.
Dude, there were like computer renderings of what shit was going to look like in the other house. Like,
gentlemen,
it was bad.
Gentlemen. Yeah. Gentlemen, I want to bring something back from the old podcast. Matt,
go.
I need the book. I need the book.
You need the book.
I need the book. I need the book of the man laws. I need the book. I need the book. I need the book.
Man,
I would like, I would like to put an entry into the old book of man laws.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Your honors, if I may.
You may proceed. The floor recognizes Marco.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And sir, I would like to make a decree. I like to make a statement that states, or a law that plain and simple states, if you are showing any improvement project photos on your phone from one man to the other, I need a before. I will allow one during if it's important and pertinent to the process of rebuilding, and one after. That's it.
Three. You get three.
You get three. You get max. Three. You get that. There is no. And then we were between
is that
these
total, or is that per room? Is it like, okay, so this room, here's three. What it looked like.
Pick the three.
Three. That's it.
Three.
Okay.
Three.
That's it. All right. Three. I'm on board. Listen. I just wanted to clarify.
Listen, we're fucking guys. This isn't fucking TLC.
Right.
This isn't the O Network. No. I don't care how much drama you had at the Home Depot. We all have drama at the Home Depot. We're all fucking guys. We all shop at the fucking Home Depot. We know that when we need something, we can't find it. We're on our fucking own because nobody there knows what the fuck they're doing. We have all been there. I need three pictures. Before, during, only if it's something impressive that you've done. Don't show me the new.
I know what a messy job electrical. Site is. You don't have to show me a messy job site.
Don't show me.
I've made plenty of messy job sites.
So, gentlemen.
Ooh, wait, can I add the parenthetical to this? An amendment.
Please, an amendment. Go ahead, please.
If during your renovation you found a wall full of vintage Playboys or a homeless person living in a crawl space that you didn't know about, more than one picture in the middle is acceptable. Because now we're not looking at your home improvements. We're looking at some fucked up weird shit that happened. And it is acceptable to show us as many as it takes to tell that story. But on a standard improvement, yes. Before?
The South.
One interesting South American, during and an after.
The South American denomination thinks agrees with that and backs it.
All right. Motion carries.
Motion carries.
All right, gentlemen, everyone listening, that's just how it goes. It's in the book. It's in the book, and that's it. That is law.
Yeah, once it's in the book, you can't.
Yep.
That's it. All right, next one, which actually goes with the whole slides and all this, and taking photos and showing photos, which is make a photo album. The only time like you should make a photo album is if you do like a wedding photo album. You know, people still do those, but
okay,
or a wedding book.
I want to talk on this. What about if you travel a lot, you take a shit ton of pictures, at the end of each year, you compile pictures by using some sort of web service that makes a book out of them, and you make like a book for
photo book,
that year, a photo book, right?
Well, we're talking about photo albums. Like back in the day, like you went to like Michael's, or you went to whatever, you picked up like
an actual photo album book, and you print out your photos.
You print it out and you put them together, write little notes next to them.
Back when film was a thing. I still have.
You guys are gonna laugh your asses off. I still have like two photo albums that we put together from back like in the day, like you know when we developed film and you know you peeled that clear plastic back and you stuck
I have a couple of those from back in the day, and I will say
that my kids, when I broke them out and let them look through them, they were very excited, they were stoked, they thought it was cool. To like my daughter was like, oh, these are cool, this is neat. I'm like, yeah, this is how you shared photos before. This is Instagram when it was paper.
Yes. this is my
original analog Instagram story.
Oh, fucking Instagram was the photo developer at the mall.
Yeah. Do they even make disposable cameras anymore? I know they make disposable underwater cameras.
They do. Hard to find.
Really? So come to find out that they do. And they're actually making them again for kids. They're actually really promoting them for kids now. Like they look really big and kind of clunky and so on and so forth. But like find a place to develop them. What they're wanting you to do is they're wanting you to send in, like a lot of them are just like,
you mail it back.
You mail it back and then they'll mail it back to you. which only prolongs the process that we all went through, which is basically once you spent that fucking disposable camera, you have no idea how many of those 24 or 36 shots, if you had more money, how many of those shots were actually fucking good. They're fucking blurry, or if you skip one because you forgot that you rolled and you just rolled it again, you're like, oh, son of a bitch.
And you know what? So, because film cost money, like you didn't have people going, okay, no, let me take like seven photos.
Yeah, no, it was
one and done.
One
and, maybe two.
Oh,
one and
yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
It was one and done. So that's another thing. Like develop. So another thing I had on the list is develop your film and wait for your film to be developed and hope for the best. So we don't got to do that shit no more.
Did you remember that? Like every grandma had one. Everybody's grandma had one. It was that long, skinny, flat, black camera with the yellow button that went
absolutely.
Click, and then you push the little slide on the bottom. It was like a Kodak Instamatic or something.
It was like a 110 or the 210 or some shit. It was like,
I don't know. I know exactly, skinny black camera.
Yeah.
And Murphy. Remember Eddie Murphy in Delirious? He grabs the audience. Somebody had one in the audience. Like it was that camera. Oh,
he takes a picture of his dick.
Yep.
And you remember you just used to snap the flash on the top of it. It was like the little cube flash thing you
would. Oh, yeah. There was a cube camera. Flash and it would turn.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's another thing that people don't understand anymore. Advancing film. Zip.
or snapping in a flash, not just like a little light on your fucking LED light on your camera on your phone. So that's another thing that people don't gotta fuck with nowadays.
Hey, did Eddie Murphy invent the dick pic?
Ooh,
right.
He may not have invented it, but he definitely is the one who did the forefront of it. You know?
Yeah, right.
They were at their forefront. They were there. Yeah. All right. So this is one that we all used to do, which is the CD collection.
Oh, yes.
Still have it. My CD book.
I still have that book.
Yes. I have my little silver one with all my punk rock music. Yeah. And then I have my big black one with all my party music and stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. By
the way, that's another, man, like these kids are never going to know the struggle of having that big 300 CD book, you know, on your, and trying to flip through that thing while you're driving, while it's in the seat right next to you. You know what I'm saying? Like you're just like flip.
And see what I did. I had the book, but then I also had the thing, the holder on the visor.
Me too. I know where you're.
So I would have like my top five or six, like the ones that were on repeat would be, you know, immediately handy. But you know what's interesting is I have a 2018 vehicle and it has a CD player in it.
With standard?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Bluetooth, all that shit and everything. You know what I use a CD player for? I found one of those cell phone holders that that inserts into the CD thing, and that's where my phone holder is because I see that and I'm like why do they even make no ashtrays anymore, but we're still putting CD players standard in a 2018 vehicle.
But they play MP3 CDs, so you can load like 175 songs on one CD.
Yeah, right, but I got my fucking phone hooked up to Bluetooth. What the hell do you need to fuck with that for?
Randomly, everyone has USB ports in their phone, but my car actually accepts the USB thumb drive, so you can actually put the thumb drive directly into the USB port, and you can scroll through the songs on my radio. So I was like, oh, this is fantastic. But
my daughter finally bought herself a brand new car. It came with 3 months of Sirius XM radio or whatever. And I said, are you gonna renew it? Do you want me to put you on my plan? And she goes, I don't need satellite radio. I have Spotify. I was like, oh. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I was gonna say, Matt, to what you're saying earlier, I had the same thing. I had the little visor, CD carry thing, and I used it for quick changing. So I like my top two or three CDs are there. But like when you're switching out real quick, like, oh, this is it. You take the one that's coming out of the CD player up on the visor, and then grab like the one from the fucking book, put that bitch in, and And no matter how good you were, then CDs never went back to where they belong.
Nope.
Never.
Nope. I got one to piggyback on that with the CD. How about we'll go a little bit before that. Remember making mixtapes?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah. That was like, yeah, that was like, well, not, you know, telling your girlfriend you loved her with like five, six songs that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But did you remember when you would sit there with a blank tape in your tape player and you'd be mm-hmm. listening to the radio? And then when like you'd have it primed and ready. So when that song that came on that you didn't want to yeah. spend the money to buy came.
Yep.
And
then the fucking DJ would talk the beginning of it. And you're like, you motherfucker.
Or if they didn't do it, the worst ones, if they didn't do it in the beginning, like if they were coming out of commercial and then your song just dropped. So you got the timing perfect. It was right at the end. As soon as the song is about yeah. to end, and that was blah, blah, blah by such yeah, and such. And, like, and you're like, God, oh, there it is in all its glory.
Oh, my God.
For well, listeners, the cover is not even on it anymore.
You know, I must
Thomas
say,
is holding
I,
his old CD book.
I am impressed and curious at the speed in which you were able to retrieve that, which means it was relatively close to you, which also leaves me. Both of you motherfuckers have it on deck. So are we still using the CDs, gentlemen? I mean, look at this. I'm looking at two.
I just happened to be in the garage, though.
So. Okay. But Thomas, you're inside. So.
No, my producer here at home heard me talking about it and went and ran and grabbed it.
Oh, nice.
That is fantastic.
Nice.
Oh my God. That's on point.
So wait, look at this. Look at this, boys. Look at what I just
What you got? The blink 182. Dude, have you seen the now pictures of that chick? There's like the before, which is that one, like where are they now picture?
No.
Oh yeah, that's the years have not been kind.
Rode hard put away wet, dude.
Yeah. A lot of city miles on that one.
Oh man.
That was not a Sunday driver. That was a commuter car for sure.
Oh yeah.
Man, you guys remember it's not even called TiVo anymore, but the services that we use TiVo's one of them.
It was TiVo.
There's like the Hopper, and there's like all the cable providers have like a way for you to record your shows. But back in the fucking day,
oh dude, VCR,
the fucking VCR with the VHS tapes.
Dude, did you know anybody who knew how to set it to record so it would record?
My brother.
I did.
You actually did yourself. No,
I did it for my parents. I was the one who was Matthew. Set it up to record. Blah blah blah. At this time, okay, Dad.
But the worst thing is like when you fucking forgot, or you forgot to turn it on, or you forgot to put the tape in, and you come home, and there was like no like now these motherfuckers are spoiled with the fucking playback and like access and shit online yeah. or you know it's like we did not have that. If you streamed up.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to pull out this little book, this little TV guide, and see when it was playing again, and hopefully
if it was playing again,
you flip through the rest of the freaking what was it? It was a weekly thing, right?
Yeah, TV guide.
That's another thing. TV guide like that. That's
not around anymore.
Doesn't exist. I mean, I think it exists, but it's more like a magazine about TV. It doesn't. It doesn't really have channel listings.
No, man, but that's like where you got your information. Like it had the little synopsis of the movies of the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And like, if you wanted to know, there wasn't like a sizzle reel or anything like that for you to go online and be like, who was doing what? You had to get there and read the TV guide and say, oh, that sounds kind of cool. That sounds pretty cool. And then randomly try to watch it.
Oh, do you guys remember on a very special episode of Different Strokes? You know, like they would always tell you like yeah. that they were going to be dealing with like drug use or molestation abortion or something like that. Cause it was a very, like the ABC after school specials and shit like that, where, you know, some up and coming actor was getting high on LSD and jumped out a window or something.
Hey, what about kind of in the realm of TV guides, phone books? Remember actually having to look up.
Oh my God.
Phone numbers mm-hmm. in a phone book for a business or something, like, you know, the yellow pages, let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah,
dude, try and find a phone book. They still make them, but they're only like, you know, our phone books were like 3 or 4 inches thick. They're like a half inch thick because you know, nobody uses it anymore.
Nobody's using them.
It used to be great for beating people.
Oh, that and using a public phone or a phone booth.
Especially good luck with finding a payphone.
I've seen a couple of payphones here and there randomly, and I do mean super randomly, like around downtown, but a phone booth? Oh, no, those motherfuckers are gone.
They're okay. Gone. So I remember, maybe you guys did this or didn't, but I remember one time my dad pulled over and he's like, hey, go over to that phone book and get the number for blah, 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 blah. Right. We were out and about. He needed the phone number. You know, there was no cell phones. There was no, you know, you had to go to pull over, go to a phone book, get the number. Right. So I go run over to the phone book and I find it. And what do they do in every movie? Right.
Tear the fucking page out.
Tear the fucking page out. Tear the page out.
You little dick.
I fucking tore the page out and I'm all rip and I run back to the car, like all proud of myself. And I handed it to my dad and he goes, don't ever do that again. I'm like, what? Why? And he goes, they do that in movies. It's fine. I get it. But what happens the next time somebody comes along and needs to get that page of the phone book and it's gone? I'm all, oh.
Oh, man. Talking about the phone, guys, you guys remember calling the operator for the exact time?
Oh, call the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At the tone. Time. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. At the tone. The time will be. Yep. And somebody right now is listening to like, you had to do that?
Yeah. Really. And then like the old saying, you know, what's the 411 on that? Well, that's not relative anymore because you don't dial 411 for information.
For information.
Yeah. So back in the day we'll just say Metallica guy. if you needed a phone number, you would dial 411. And then they would say city and state, please. And you'd tell them, and then you'd say, what do you need? Oh, it's a residence. It's a business. This is the name. And then they would say, okay, here you go. And then they'd fucking charge a quarter to your phone bill and they'd tell you what the number was.
Yep.
Would you like me to connect you? Yes, please.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The phone number is, and talking about calling before cell phones and before the old good old interweb, in order to know what movies were playing in your theater.
Oh,
and you had to call and check this out. And remember, guys, before movie phone, hello and welcome to movie phone, a service of Los Angeles.
You had to call the theater itself.
You had to call the theater. You had to call the theaters and make notes of what movies they were actually playing that night or that weekend and the show times.
Oh, dude, you remember when you actually fucked up and you didn't like write the movie down and you had to wait for the recording to loop again all the way around?
Oh my God.
So to put this in perspective, kids, you had to either go to your personal phone book, your little Rolodex or, you know, little personal phone book. Cause every home had the personal phone book with, you know, everybody's numbers, little tabs
right,
inside.
The one by the phone. Right,
by the phone. Yeah. And get the number for the theater, then actually dial a fucking physical phone, either pushing buttons or hitting the rotary for those of rotary? Us that are, were on the, yep. And I hit that shit. Cause if you fuck up that number, you got to go all over again. So then you're making that phone call and then a live person on the other end actually picks up the damn phone and would give you the information about the movie theater. Now you just, hey Siri, and there you go.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yep. No, I kind of don't.
Well, you can't even go to a movie anymore. Miss that. So.
Oh, that's true. You wait
maybe even a month after a movie comes out and it's already streaming in your home anyway?
That's crazy. We used to have to wait a year.
Yeah.
A year before VHS.
Do you remember when Disney would re-release movies every like 30 years into the theater, and that was the only way that you saw it. Yep. And then eventually, when stuff
would come
out on video, it would come out temporarily, and then they'd put it back in the vault, and you wouldn't see it for like a decade.
10 years. It was every 10 years, they would release the movie back out on VHS. So what was out there was out there.
Everything's on the Disney Plus now. Everything.
Including me. I'm hooked on that shit. Dude, and talking about looking shit up, encyclopedias, man. Remember? Had to have a household. You had a household, you had kids, you had to have an encyclopedia. It was part of the thing. Yeah. And
we had a set. Remember, we had a nice Britannica set at home.
The killers, you were supposed to upgrade that motherfucker. You're supposed to change that bitch out. And they had the whole encyclopedia salesman. There are people that used to go and sell
door to door encyclopedias.
Door to door encyclopedias.
They were expensive.
Hell yeah, they were. And they were only like, I mean, the basic encyclopedia was only good for I think it was like 4 or 5 years. And then you had the yearbook. Remember, like every year you signed up for the yearbook to come. It was like an extra $30.
Oh, no, nobody signed up for the yearbook at our house.
Nobody did.
Our encyclopedia was like the 1970s. So if that shit was out of date, your report was fucked.
You guys remember having to go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I was going to say that's kind of like nobody actually uses a physical dictionary anymore to look up a word.
No. Or how to spell it. And that was the worst thing. Yeah. Like, how do you spell this? Look it up in the dictionary. If I knew how to fucking spell it, I wouldn't need the fucking dictionary. And I don't even know how to fucking look up in the dictionary because I don't know how to fucking spell it.
And especially you remember for me, they had the little cutouts on the side on the pages so you could see what letters it was quickly.
Yep. Oh, yeah. 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 I had forgotten about that. Yeah. That's right. What about making sure you had enough cash or check with you when you left the house? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Yeah. 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 The ATMs weren't really a fucking thing. So, like, you had to make sure that you had enough cash with you for the day or checkbook.
And now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but when we first started podcasting, there were some girls, younger girls that Matt and I knew through our work. They had, one of them worked at our facility, and they had a podcast early on. And so I was asking her about it and how it worked and all that. And I listened to one of the episodes of her podcast to kind of figure it out. And one of the things that they were talking about is the movie Home Alone 2. And we talked about this on way back in the day on the old podcast, but they didn't know when Macaulay Culkin handed the credit card to the hotel clerk. She goes, yeah, he set the credit card down and put a piece of paper on top of it and racked this machine back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know, like I didn't know how was that work, you know? And I'm listening to this, and I went back to work and I talked to her the next day. I'm like, you seriously don't know what that thing is? She's like, no. And I literally had to explain to her the old paper carbon triplicate credit card machines.
That's right.
And then she asked me, she goes, yeah, so what did you guys do before debit card? Like, you just carried around a checkbook and had to carry cash with you at all time? I'm all, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember the bank book?
Yeah.
The bank book?
And then at the end of the month, the bank would send you back all your fucking checks that you wrote for that month.
And you have to balance checkbook. You have to balance your checkbook.
Yeah. Balance your checkbook.
You got all your old checks back from the bank every fucking month. You're like, what am I supposed to do with these?
Or when you could, when you knew you were getting paid on like Tuesday or something. And you got pizza bounce Friday night.
Yep.
You wrote a check because you knew the banks were closed on Saturday and Sunday. Yep. And then they would deposit the check on Monday, and then it would hit your bank on Tuesday. And by then you bought yourself like 4 days of pizza before you had to put money in your checking account.
Absolutely.
That is correct. Unless you were broke and then you didn't put the money in there and let that shit be rubbery.
Then you
which I had also written on this list is pay by check, but I think we covered that.
There are a couple of things I still pay by check just because I want the paper copy of it.
I was trying to think, but the last thing that we were paying by check was rent, and now we do that directly through app. We do it through Venmo, so I have a digital trail of that as well, so I don't think I would use a checkbook for anything anymore. Also don't really use a landline. Well, I can't say that. I use a landline at work, but for personal use, do you guys know anybody who still has a landline at their house?
I don't. I haven't had one for probably a decade.
The lady who lives below me, and it rings very fucking loud.
Wow.
But yes.
Do you remember the days when you actually, like when you answered the phone, you didn't know who the fuck was on the other end?
Oh yeah. It was fun because you just didn't know what the fuck was good. It was like, you know, it's like Christmas morning every time the phone rang. Ooh, who could that be?
It could be one of your dad's friends. It could be one of your friends. It could be the school calling to let your parents know that you ditched that day. It was roulette.
That's right. Hello was a question. Hello.
Yeah.
Actually, what was funny is when caller ID first became a thing, for those of you youngsters, we remember this little box that you plugged into your phone and it would, you know, tell you who was calling. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but when you'd pick up and you'd be all, "Hey, Matt," and you'd be, "How the fuck?" And it was the weirdest thing. Like nowadays, when you call somebody and if they go hello and they don't know who you are, you're like, dude, it's me. You know, like, why didn't you say what's up, fucker, when you answered, you know? But back in the day, like when you answered the phone and you knew who it was because you had caller ID, people tripped out. They're like, ew, how did you know it was me?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess another thing, another growing pain that this generation will never have to endure. And like getting the busy signal.
Yeah.
Getting the busy signal.
Oh, the busy signal. Yeah.
And the emergency breakthrough. When you called the operator, you're like, I need an emergency breakthrough. And you're like, I don't need it. I got to get a hold of that, my friend. And the operator could break through their parents' like important phone call.
And you're like, oh God, I'm just gonna hang up right now. Dude,
Karen Walkman's. You know what's funny? Oh, Karen Walkman's, dude. I was just gonna tell you, as far as like the first time you ever saw something, my grandfather told me the first color movie he ever saw was Wizard of Oz. And he was, you know, he was told, you know, he's told, you gotta go see this movie. It's gorgeous, it's in color, it's amazing. And he said, so he goes there and the movie starts. And of course, anybody who's seen The Wizard of Oz knows the first 15 minutes of it are in sepia, you know, the brown and white like tones. And so my grandfather is sitting there and he's going, this is fucking bullshit. This movie is color. It's brown. This is terrible. He told me, he goes, I was ready to walk out. I was so mad because it's color. Yeah, brown. The only color in this movie is brown. And then he said she opened the door to go to Oz and he was like, oh fuck, never mind. I'm an asshole.
That's awesome.
Oh shit. You got another one, Margo? I got another one.
Go.
What about using a actual paper map or a Thomas guide when you're driving around town to figure out where the fuck you were going?
Or at least, you know, whip out a Thomas guide.
Because GPS didn't come out till like 2000. It's only like for consumers. It's only like 21 years old now.
Yeah, I remember everybody had to have a Thomas guide in their car and you had to have one for your county. Right. Yeah,
right.
Yep. And then that was your boy. Like if you know, you were riding shotgun, you're the navigator. It's like, okay, you got to get me there. And you got shotgun in the car based on your ability to read a fucking map.
That is correct. Because
boy would be like, shotgun. And you're like, no, fuck you, dude. You suck as navigator. Nope.
Yeah, no, I suck.
You suck as a navigator and you fuck with the radio too much. You're in the back.
Oh, that's the other thing. If you're in shotgun, don't touch the fucking radio.
Yeah.
It's not your radio. No.
Gentlemen.
No.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
We need the book. We need the book. All right. Everyone listening at home.
If you're don't on be a road that guy. Trip and the driver says you have control over the radio,
then it's your
radio. That's it. Then it's your radio. But other than that, if you know, when you jump in the car with your homie to go from A to B, don't touch that fucking radio.
You don't touch it. I don't care how tight you two are. I don't care how long you've known each other. You don't touch the man's radio or the woman's radio. You just don't touch the radio.
I'm going to do a public service announcement right now. For the ladies that are listening to the podcast or will listen to the podcast in the future, we hope. We give a fuck. We're just not going to say anything because it's not a hill that we're going to die on. But I'm going to tell you straight out. We don't like you. We don't like you. We don't like you. We don't like your shit. You know what I'm saying? We will tolerate it. We're like, oh, yeah, I heard that song. Yeah, that shit's good. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Cardi B is my jam.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what do you want to play? What do you feel like listening to? It's kind of like we have to say that. You know what I'm saying? We expect you. Oh, no, you can put on whatever you want. Thank you.
You know what,
it's like a courtesy. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, that CD case that we were talking about, the little CD book, that was the way to figure out like your first date with a girl, you get in her car or whatever.
Oh, yes.
And you pick up, or she gets in your car and you pick up that CD book and you go through it real quick. And you're like, this is going nowhere.
Hey, oh, that's what you want to put on? We are so done. Buy a newspaper.
Yeah.
A newspaper. I actually do miss the printed word sometimes. Well, as far as the newspaper is concerned.
And nowadays, like, you go to a website and you look at an article and it's like, okay, you have 5 articles left that you can look at. Otherwise, you have to pay $19.99 a month to subscribe to our website.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember getting the newspaper though? And you'd find like an interesting article or, I mean, mm-hmm. we probably didn't do this, but I remember my grandmother doing this for sure, would cut articles out of a newspaper and would mail it to someone with a little, you know, like a, hey, oh, yeah. thought you would find this interesting. Yeah.
Yep.
Which that was goes the along first with actually forwarding an article on Facebook or on Messenger mm-hmm. or something.
When people used to actually write handwritten letters.
Dude, this was one from not too long ago. Real quickly. Do you guys remember having when the original text messaging came out and you had to press the number multiple times to get to the letters?
555-2-5-3-3.
Yep. And you could do it without even looking. You could just, you'd be driving and just with your thumb.
Man, that and making your own ringtone. Like back when you used to be able to make your own ringtone. I miss that shit too.
But yeah, well, there's a lot of these kids nowadays are like, we sound like old men right now, but like some of the stuff I miss and some of it I just don't.
Yeah. Well, for sure. A lot of stuff is for the better, but a lot of stuff is just like, you know, it'll always be nostalgic to us, and hopefully it'll be nostalgic to our listeners. So remember, if there's anything that we miss, and there's a ton that we missed, there's a ton that we didn't cover or didn't remember.
Oh, we could do a four hour fucking episode on this. And
the drunk stories are starting to roll in. So keep the drunk stories coming, because that episode's coming.
Yeah.
Keep them coming, guys. Keep them coming.
We're so, liking what we're seeing so far.
Yes. Yeah, so Matt gave me that one. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I read one to Marco last night when we were supposed to record this podcast
episode. But, yeah. You know, yeah. Oh man, I was floored. I'm glad that I'm a little prepped. I can't wait to hear it again, but I'm glad I'm a little prepped for that story from next
time. That was a good episode.
Because So remember, guys, remember the rules at home. Remember the rules. Please reach out to us. Please email us. Matt, give us the email.
It's going to be lockerroommailbag@gmail.com.
So again, make sure you get those stories over to us. And please remember that there are rules of engagement when it comes to these stories. You have to have been a witness at the event, at the time of the event, or you were directly involved. That's it.
That's right.
It happened to you or you were there. Happened to you or you were there, or it did not happen.
That's right. So, pictures or it didn't happen.
That's right. So with that being said, does anybody want to add anything else before we wrap this bitch up?
No, I got nothing. I'm going to go knock myself unconscious now.
Are you taking anything to assist with that, or is you just naturally just passing the fuck out?
No, it's like I said, they're not. It's not planned. You just either sleep or you are not asleep. It's just.
So you're not like doing a half a bottle of NyQuil and just calling it night.
It's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm awake and I'm watching reruns of fucking The Twilight Zone, or it's 8:30 in the evening and I'm just passed out on the couch during Adam 12.
Oh shit.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
I watch old school TV now. I don't watch any of the new shit. So.
Well, for everybody at home, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time. And tune in next week to see how Ricky Rona is doing over there.
That's right.
All right, guys. Next, well, shit, man. Yeah.
Later, guys. And until next time, we'll... Thank you.